Why don't we have a wealth fund? Other countries have wealth funds. We have nothing. We have nothing. We're going to have a sovereign wealth fund, or we can name it something different. I'll talk about it with Mr. Paulson, who's in the audience, and a lot of other friends of mine. And we'll name it something that's appropriate. Perhaps sovereign wealth fund wouldn't be appropriate, but it's going to be the same thing. We'll put tremendous amounts of money through all this money that will be taken in through tariffs and other intelligent things, and we'll have the greatest sovereign wealth fund of them all, and we should have, and that will be used to do things that will be great for our country, including to invest.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, September 5th, 2024. Welcome to Day 1325. Donald Trump's federal criminal election interference case resumed after nearly a year of delays. The case has been on hold since late last year when Trump appealed U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan's decision that he is not entitled to presidential immunity from criminal prosecution. Despite two lower courts rejecting Trump's claim of total immunity, the Supreme Court took up the appeal and ruled in July that Trump is entitled to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for official acts. Last week, special counsel Jack Smith charged Trump in a superseding indictment in the case involving an alleged conspiracy to obstruct the results of the 2020 election. The revised indictment kept the same four charges against Trump, but recalibrated the case to adjust to the Supreme Court's ruling that presidents enjoy sweeping immunity from prosecution for any of their official conduct. Today, attorneys on both sides sparred over their proposed paths for how the election interference case against Trump should proceed. Judge Chutkan appeared inclined to give prosecutors a chance to lay out the evidence against Trump within the next few weeks. Trump's attorney, John Lauro, however, pushed back and said this is a sensitive time with the presidential election approaching. The judge responded, "The electoral process and the timing of the election is not relevant here. This court is not concerned with the electoral schedule." Moving on, Kamala Harris called for a 28% capital gains tax rate for Americans who earn at least $1 million a year, 10 points lower than Biden's proposed 39.6% top rate. The current capital gains tax is just 20%. Harris said, "While we ensure that the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share, we will tax capital gains at a rate that rewards investment in America's innovators, founders, and small businesses." While Trump has not explicitly outlined his position, in 2016, he supported capping capital gains taxes at 20%. And the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025 calls for reducing the capital gains tax to 15%. Meanwhile, Trump pledged to cut the corporate tax rate from 21% down to 15% for companies that make their products in the United States. Trump has also called for tariffs from 10 to 20%, with even higher rates levied against China, which he claims would return manufacturing jobs to the United States. Economists, however, have warned that sweeping tariffs on $3 trillion worth of imports would reignite inflation. Trump also promised to ban undocumented immigrants from obtaining home mortgages. Even though out of the more than 3.4 million mortgages in 2023, only around 5,000 to 6,000 were issued under a program designed for taxpayers without Social Security numbers. Back in the Harris camp, the vice president announced plans for a $50,000 tax benefit for small businesses, expanding the current $5,000 deduction for startup expenses. She also proposed developing a standard deduction for small businesses to save owners time when doing taxes, to make it easier to get occupational licenses, and new incentives for state and local governments to make it easier for people to form startups. The plans are part of a goal to spur some 25 million new business applications in her first term, up from the current record of 19 million applications since Joe Biden took office. And back over to the Trump camp, where Trump endorsed Elon Musk's plan for a government efficiency commission to cut federal spending, which would be led by Musk if he has the time. Without offering any concrete details, Trump claimed that this commission will develop an action plan to totally eliminate fraud and improper payments within 6 months by conducting a complete financial and performance audit of the federal government and making recommendations for drastic reforms. Musk, meanwhile, said that he looked forward to serving America if the opportunity arises without pay or a title. It's not clear how Musk would resolve his potential conflicts of interest leading the commission while SpaceX has contracts from the federal government and Tesla has received federal tax credits and other government incentives. Musk recently purchased Twitter for $44 billion in 2022, and the social media company's value has plunged 72% and resulted in $24 billion in paper losses. And finally, Hunter Biden pleaded guilty to 9 charges in the federal tax case against him. The plea deal came after prosecutors objected to his offer earlier in the day to enter what's known as an Alford plea, in which a defendant maintains their innocence but concedes that the prosecution's evidence would likely result in a guilty verdict. He faces up to 15 years in prison and fines of up to $1 million after pleading guilty to 3 felonies and 6 misdemeanors, on charges that he failed to pay $1.4 million in taxes from 2016 to 2019. Hunter's sentencing is now in the hands of the judge. Joe Biden, meanwhile, has repeatedly said that he will not pardon Hunter or use his commutation power to reduce a possible prison sentence. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.